Universe and Men, Tablet 1, Koshas and Lokas. The universe has been divided into 7 levels, which are called worlds or lokas. These 7 worlds contain the whole universe. The first level is the physical or manifested world. The second is the pranic level or outgoing energy, which coordinates the universal activities and are those activities. The third is the lower mental world, which contains the thoughts of the manifested universe, including how to manage it, earthly logic. The fourth has the higher thoughts and willpower, which attract higher ideals. The fifth is beyond thought and is the complete realization of the manifested world. The sixth is the state of complete control of the trigunas, but still active in the manifested world. And the seventh is the state of withdrawal, satanya loka. The human body, mind and soul, individual, also consists of 7 stages or layers corresponding to the 7 layers of the universe. The first 5 of these layers are called sheaths or koshas. That is, in these first 5 koshas, man is bound by universal forces and can only function in each layer according to that sheath and its propensities. The last 2 states in the human are where he becomes free of the bondage of these sheaths and no longer needs them. He reaches the goal. The crudest of these sheaths is the physical body, as the crudest world is the manifested world. The manifested universe is nothing more than consciousness crudified with the power of the tamaguna. Through this crudifying process, centripetal force, the 5 elements, namely ethereal, aerial, luminous, liquid and solid factors, are created. The manifested universe consists of these 5 elements. Also, the human body, or the grossest layers of human existence, consists of the same 5 elements. Each cell in the body is an independent entity, existing in a collective effort for the well-being of the whole of the body and soul. The active force, the life force or mutative force, Rajaguna, is the second layer or sheath in the human. This sheath, which is prana, life force, is the coordinator and controller of the contacts between different organs and the whole body to the mind. The prana, which is outgoing energy of the soul, Rajaguna, has no knowledge or power of decision-making, but follows the orders given from the intelligent part of the mind, Sattvaguna. That is why it can be used or misused according to the level of the consciousness of the user. It is the life force of the human. One form of prana energy is electricity. It can only be found where the ether is. Ether is the memory part of the brain. Without ether, prana cannot be verified, and also no memory will remain. The outgoing prana, life force, from the soul becomes heedless desire, passion. The ingoing prana to the soul becomes will, controller of desires. Also, in the universe, as the crudifying power of the tamaguna makes the manifested world, or the first loka, world, so the second world is the prana, mutative force Rajaguna in the universe, or the life force, the breath of life. Through prana, mutative force, all activities are done, and the coordination through the Sattvaguna intelligence in the universe is achieved. Without prana, there would be no life and no activities. The prana is everywhere in the universe in many different forms. It is mixed with ether and functions through it. The ether in the universe is the memory of the universe or the Akashic records. These 2, the physical sheath and pranic sheaths, make up the external part of man, because there is nothing external for the universe, God, so there is no sheath for it, but only worlds.